Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Razor.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Everybody, Lady Murder, the Queen of Snow. I want to say Free Gangsta Crow.
Oh, yeah, Free Gangsta Crow, you know what I'm saying? How did you meet Gangsta Crow?
We met through DJ Little Sprite Beat. So we've known each other for 10 plus years. That's my brother, my family.
Where are you from, Michigan?
Yes, Michigan, the state.
What made you go in the route of the devil shit?
Oh, I appreciate that. So we, well, my group, including myself, we make all types of music. Like, we have many mixtapes, and some of them are, like, all Midwest. You know, where as to what the project I'm working on now, Lady Murder, the Queen of Devil shit, that's more what you're saying, the Memphis style. But it's actually a genre that I came up with called Golden Opera.
Golden Opera. Wow. Explain this.
Okay, it's the way that my music is. It has the traditional devil shit sound that I prefer. And to me, I call it the genre Golden Opera. It has a certain sound, and I think it's what you're saying, the Memphis style sound.
Yeah, like Lord Infamous or,
yes.
You know, he's the guy that created it. Influence on you?
Most definitely. That was my dream was to be signed to his label. And before he passed away, I was almost going to get in connection with him. I wanted to pay for a collab to have a song with him. And I was even going to most likely fly out there for him to record on a collab that I wanted to pay him for. But it wasn't able to happen.
I'm sure he would have loved to have worked with you. Now, you say Golden Opera. Break that down. Like, do you incorporate opera music into it some kind of way?
Oh, okay. So, like, my producer, he could make the beat. He can add some opera into the beat, you know, with a certain key.
Yeah.
You can, I have a collection of solo albums, and that would be an example, or actually what Golden Opera is. So my three solo album collection will be the Golden Opera collection genre. You'll be able to hear it. When you can hear my albums on all the platforms.
And just go there and you'll check out Lady Murda. Of course, you're going to hear it tonight as well. But you know what I'm saying? You got some projects out there already. You know what I'm saying? What was the first one you put out?
My first solo album is Lady Murda Amongst the Powers. It's 9 tracks. And my
and
second solo album.
This one came out before Decadence?
No, The Decadence is my second solo album.
Okay, the second one. Okay.
And
when did it drop?
Yes,
oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
The Decadence? Or Amongst the Powers?
The first one, Amongst the Powers.
Amongst the Powers? That, about 4 years ago. Maybe no more than 5 years ago.
And you can get them on CD too?
Yes, I have a Kunaki, and you can get my albums pressed. I also have a DistroKid, so it puts my music on all the platforms. And I have a Bandcamp where you can download it. So it's pretty cool. I'm finally all the way connected, thanks to my brother Cody Thornton, who put me on with putting my name onto all the platforms via DistroKid.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope that you do the physical copies too for the cats like myself. I'm an old head, so I love to collect the music. You know what I mean? There's nothing like, you know, opening up a CD, reading the inside, and it's just a different experience. You know, is that important for you to make sure you have physical copies for the fans as well?
Most definitely, I want to make sure that my music is at my fans' fingertips when they want it. So finally, as of this year, I'm all the way connected with my fans via Kunaki, DistroKid, and Bandcamp.
That's dope. That's dope. You're covering all the grounds with that. Now, you know, you being in Michigan, the Midwest, you know, other than Lord Infamous, 3-6 Mafia, who were some of your other earlier influences?
My brother, King Louis, rest in peace to him, he showed me and my other brother Bone Thugs, SPM and Dope House, and 3-6 Mafia, and he had a system in his car, so we would listen to it super loud, and that definitely was an influence.
Yeah. Rest in peace, your brother. Were you, like, pretty much like one of his students, so to speak, or proteges?
Yes, he put us on everything. All the music connections that we have, he's the one who connected us with us. And for example, 0896. And, so we've been working with the same people for 10 plus years.
Yeah. Very, very, you know, original style of music. We're going to give them a taste of it right now. You sent me 3 of them. I want you to pick the one you want me to play first.
The Queen of Devilshit, Evening for Starlight.
The Queen of Devilshit. Now, this is the one that's coming up on the upcoming album, right?
Yes, my first solo EP, Lady Murda, The Queen of Devilshit. You'll be hearing Evening for Starlet.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Don't go nowhere. We got Lady Murda right here on the Murda Master Music Show. The homie Sin's going to be calling in from France. We're going to chop it up some more. It's the Queen of the Devil shit.
My toes take another drink of scarlet. That is why I'm the next topic. We have them.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. We're back here on the Murder Master Music Show, episode 839 with Lady Murder. Let's bring her back on. Yeah, that's definitely that definitely gets you amped up right there. You know what I'm saying? It has that essence of that devil shit, you know? I think the fans are really, really going to enjoy it. How did you meet Crucified in the, you know what I'm saying, 89 click? 089 click.
When I first started rapping, I was 14 years old, and my brother knew about all the newest music that was coming on YouTube. And he connected us with Crucified, 089 Click, by TL. He talked to them all personally, and that's how we made music with them.
Wow. Wow. Now, I know you're connected with the homie Gangsta Crow in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Are you connected with any rappers in any other countries?
Yes. We have music family in Germany, Brazil, Mexico, France. We have fans all around the world, Ukraine, Russia, but my family is based in Germany, Mexico, Brazil, France, in the States.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. So you definitely, you know what I'm saying, networking with people all over the globe. When this COVID shit is over, are you going to go on any kind of tours or anything like that?
I'm thinking about it, most definitely. I'm not sure exactly where. I would like to tour France, though.
So. Yeah, France is, they love hip-hop over there. You know, we're going to bring on the homie Sin. He, you know, huge hip-hop head over there. He'll probably ask you about some of your earlier songs that you might have done and stuff like that. What's the deal with France, though? Is that just a place you've always wanted to go, or?
Yes, I like the vibe there. It seems, the cultural architecture seems really beautiful to me, and I would like to go look at it. Also, I know people there that would have accommodation for me.
Oh yeah, definitely. I interview a lot of people, you know, and sometimes we talk about the dark arts and things of that nature, you know, and you being the queen of the devil shit. What are your thoughts on, you know what I'm saying, the music industry as far as people feeling the need that they have to sell their soul in order to achieve fame?
That's a good one. I don't think you do it. You just have to, I think maybe know the right people and also have money. I'm not really sure about, the industry just wants money, so, but we'll see, that's why we stick to our own labels. My label's Till I Die Entertainment.
Yeah. You got your own path. I'm not talking about you though, but like a lot of people, you know, we've had people on this show saying that they've seen rituals in the offices at Def Jam, or they went to parties and saw, you know, all kinds of like occult things going on. That's not what Satanism is really about, though. A lot of people get it twisted. You know, they rap about it in the music or think that they have to sell their soul to get fame. But really, Satanism is, from what I gather from the people I've talked to, it's about being in tune with one in the earth. You know what I'm saying?
Agree. I mean,
for fans that want to go deeper with it, it's more or less about, you know, you being the god of your own destiny rather than, you know, not that I'm a Satanist. I don't prescribe to any religion. I'm just saying, you know, we talk to some people and stuff. Is there any influence
today
in your music, though?
Yes, I've seen and read the Satanic Bible. That's what it says on the first page, exactly what you said, that you are your own God. You create your own destiny.
Hmm.
Usually when my brothers, when I was young, about second grade, they had a death metal band. My brother was a professional drummer by the age of 13 years old, and my other brother played the bass, no, the electric guitar, and his best friend played the bass. They had a death metal band, and so I've known about castles and vampiric things, forests, for a long time. And when I begin to write poetry, that's what comes into my mind and onto the paper, to when I begin coming up with my verses.
Wow. Wow, that's deep. That's everybody's got their own way of doing things, you know. I mean, if it naturally comes to you, you know, this must be what you're destined to do. Do you feel that?
Yes. Yeah. Also, I have a business called Crystal Shore Jewelry. My signature is the Crystal Hemp Necklace. I make jewelry and decor using crystals.
Oh, wow. Wow, we gotta definitely check that out. Where can they get that at?
At Crystal Shore Jewelry and Decor. On Etsy, on all platforms.
Oh, wow. Wow. You're a lady of many, many talents. When did you get into the jewelry making?
At a young age, I have to pinpoint the name of the business, though just recently I made it official LLC as Crystal Shore Jewelry and Decoration, because I was making jewelry also, and I was making wands. So I was like, I don't have to use it to make it sound, you know, appealing to all people. I had to make it as like a decoration. So I was like, I will name it Crystal Shore Jewelry and Decoration, and I'll feed that, and now is where I'm a business.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. Hell, yeah, congratulations on that LLC. It's very important. A lot of people think that they don't have to do that, but no, you got to take care of your business. So when you, like, if you go and do shows and stuff, you can have a merch table with your jewelry, with your CDs. Do you ever, before all this COVID stuff, is that what you were doing?
No, it wasn't. We haven't really performed that much, me and my group. But when my brother just started performing again, and we have a spot to perform at now, so I should be getting on the stage soon.
Oh, that's what's up. You're going to be giving them that golden opera in the flesh. And they're definitely going to appreciate it. Now, I see, on your Instagram, I saw a graphic with you, and Little Infamous was on it. What's that about? Is that a song that's coming up? Or?
That's the project I am working on now, called Gods of the Ninth Realm. It is a two-part collection. The first one is Gods of the Ninth Realm Part 1, and I am working on Gods of the Ninth Realm Part 2, with Rebellious and Little Infamous.
Oh, wow.
Production.
That's dope.
And shot one.
Now, Little Infamous, you know, C-6, local Nutta, very talented. Yeah, he sounds just like his dad, too. What was it like working with him?
It's been a great experience. He's very professional. I really like the way he does rap. Similar to his father, I was impressed. And I'm looking forward to this new project with us three for Gods of the Ninth Round Part 2.
Yeah, we definitely got to check that out. Yeah, he sounds like his pops. I mean, you didn't get a chance to work with his dad, so it's dope that you're able to work with his son. And who's the third guy in the group?
Rebellious?
Okay.
Yes. He's part of Cedar Six in the early days.
Oh, okay.
So
he definitely, it sounds like you really got a lot of stuff in the works. A lot of stuff's going to be coming. Let's give him another track before we bring on the homie Sin. We got here Tales from the Dark Side with the Till I Die Disciples, and then we got Almighty. which one you want to roll with?
It's to Almighty.
Almighty, okay. Who produced this one?
That one.
Okay.
From Berlin, Germany.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Those are those global connections. Before we get into this, man, break this song down. What's it about?
This song, Almighty, is a single to our newest album, Psychopat Gang, Almighty. Us, rest in peace, Psychopat, 089 Click. Rest in peace, King Louis III. You there?
Yeah, rest in peace. Be right back with Lady Murder. Don't go nowhere. Almighty. Now, you're from Michigan. What part of Michigan are you from?
West Michigan, 45 minutes southwest of Grand Rapids.
Oh, okay, okay. Michigan is full of talent. Like you mentioned, Grand Rapids, you can talk about Pontiac, you can talk about Saginaw, of course, Flint. Did you grow up listening to any artists from Michigan?
Yes, Dayton Family.
Oh, yeah, TDF, yeah. Just had Shoestring on again. Super talented. Very underrated, too. Well, definitely underrated.
Yeah.
What kind of, reaction do you get, from the people when they hear your music, when you let them check
it
out?
Right, when I perform, usually people are shocked, but then they start feeling it, and then they'll start feeling it, and they'll start bopping their head to it and start turning up. But at first they're like, it's like impressive, the sound, it's powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. What I'm saying, the production's hard, your flow, your cadence is dope, you definitely got great wordplay. And you're killing it with that rapid fire. Me being from Chicagoland area, I always like snipers and, very, very rapid fire stuff up there. The homie Sin from France, he's on the line, I believe. Sin, you there, brother?
What's up, Sin?
Yes. Hi, Scott. Hi, Lady Murda.
Bonjour.
Yes. Bonjour. in France we have some French devil shit too. We have you met with Mickey Cavagier, some song. We have Black Bull. We have a lot of a small circle of French devil shit too. I know about them.
Very great.
Can you tell us about this song "Flogging Ass Niggas" you did? In fact, it was a remix of K9 of the Trouble Six. Can you tell us about this one?
Oh, that's interesting that you're going to ask about that song. Yes, we can talk about it.
Yeah. Can you tell us about this one? How did the inspiration and who, why K9? Because she was a fellow underground of Trouble Six. Also.
Yeah, I got that beat sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I put that song together when I was about 10 years ago. I put that song together with my brother. We were in the studio, and those are the early YouTube days when I wasn't on all the platforms, when I didn't really even know. I was wondering, how am I going to put this song on every single platform one by one? But that's how I found out about these showcases, and now things are more legit.
Okay. Right. You did also the album The Decadence, with a dub cover too. Can you tell us about this album?
The Decadence is when I really discovered the genre that I was creating a certain sound. I was creating this new sound, and I had to come up with a name for it, and that's how Golden Apple became, and The Decadence is a reflection of what I would see in my mind as I was writing this lyrics.
Ah, okay. Yeah, right. You made also a song with a devilish mafia called Crystal Palace. It's in reference directly to Scarface, Al Capone, and Juicy G, who was in this club back the day. I was at the time, who got the idea of Crystal Palace song?
Yes, my brother Robert, AK-47. Me and him are the Till I Die Disciples originators, the first Till I Die Disciples. He's been a big influence in with my music as well. He was a professional drummer at 13 years old for, and he knew about not just death metal, he knew about different types of music where, that would go even further than black metal or death metal, with the pianos and, like a more mystical sound, almost like an elf sound to mix with a death metal and sound, and the theme would be crystals or palaces, castles, rose gardens, and that's where Crystal Palace would, the influence of that song was probably my brother Robert AK-47.
Okay. Yeah, because also Crystal Palace was a big club at the time with like a Club Expo, Club No Name in Memphis. So it was in direct reference. Did you have some production for the future with maybe you contact with a Blackout or Lul Grimm or some kind of underground Memphis producer like them?
I know that I wanted to make a trip to Memphis, and Ryan Prophet had some people he wanted me to meet with. I'm not sure the names, but they're really respected names in Memphis, including I also wanted to make some music videos with Rebellious and Little Infamous.
Yeah, yeah. They just sound also very underrated in Memphis, but a very huge influence. It's just devil shit now.
Yes, I know. I have some really good friends in France. They like to mix the old school Memphis songs. They like to mix them up and make their own beats.
Okay, right.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I told you Sin was going to go back a few years on you. I already knew that. You know, thank you, Brother Sin, as always.
Yeah.
If you want to check out his mix, go to UGSForLife.com. He's got a mix show called Cynics and Sounds Underground Mix. And it's nothing but hits. All the classics are there.
Yeah.
So, 40 minutes.
I would
check out.
I would drop out the devil shit part.
yeah, he's got devil shit all throughout there. So he's a DJ over in France. You definitely want to get your music to him because when they ain't got all this COVID shit going on, he's doing stuff at clubs and different things like that. You're talking about going to France in the future, this guy would be the connect.
Like I was the first French to go in Memphis in 95. So that's why I'm respected here in France, because I got this roots to, I was the first one. I think so.
That's when
I was
Sin
the first
conquered
one to
Memphis back in 95.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, it's dope, you know, he, like when the rappers, you know, come and perform over there, you know, a lot of big names, you know, he'll be there to interview him in the flesh, so. You know, shout out to you, Brother Sin. Lady Murder, we got another dope track we got to play before we get out of here. But before we do, I want to make sure to give you the platform, you know, in case you want to let everybody know where they can get your merch. I just want to give you the platform, and I want to thank you for taking time out to talk to us tonight.
Thank you. Yes, you can find Lady Murder music on all platforms via Google. You'll type my name, Lady Murder. On Instagram, I have a Facebook. You can find my business page, Crystal Shore Jewelry and Decoration, on all platforms as well. We do have many albums coming out. We have Queen of Devil Shit. I have my brother, Robert AK-47, Crucified and Coding for, and with Kings of Devil Shit. We have Psychopath Gang Almighty Part 2, King Louis World Eternal Album. We have so many projects, God of the Ninth Round Part 2, Lady Murda is probably going to Memphis next. That's my next stop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You definitely need to get to Memphis at some point because there's so many artists that I think you work great with. Would you ever want to do something with LeChat and Gangsta Boo?
Oh, yes, I wanted to. LeChat is doing this Monday mix where she listens to songs every Monday on live on Instagram, and I want to send her one of my songs and so she can play it. It's like $10 a song or something. So, yeah, I want to send her a song. Or maybe when I go to Memphis, I can somehow, you know, meet with her.
$10 a song, that's hella cheap, man. Shout out to LeChat.
Yes.
For doing that, you know, that would be cool. That might lead to a collaboration right there, you know. If not between you and her, might open up some doors for some others. So, yeah, I'd definitely do that. Hell yeah.
Well, this next song will be "Till I Die Disciples: Tales of the Dark Side," mixed and mastered by none other than my brother, King Louis III. Rest in peace to him.
Rest in peace, your brother. Thanks again, Lady Murda. We're signing off. This is episode 839, Murda Master Music Show. Please download this at Apple Podcasts, UGSForLife.com, Blog Talk, all other digital outlets where you get your podcasts. We're out of here. Peace.
Crucifix, sacrifice of angels, dragon. you be.